Listener Production.
Hey Sarah, it's Margaret here. My best friend is living the exact life plan I pictured for myself, and I'm feeling overwhelmed with jealousy. How do I handle it without being a bad friend?
You've taken a big step, to be honest about this, Margaret, so I really want to thank you for being open to addressing it. You know, feelings of jealousy towards a friend's success or happiness can be really challenging. And we don't necessarily want to have this attitude, but sometimes it just happens. It's also a great opportunity for us to look inwards and say, hang on, what's really going on here? And how can I grow and self-reflect about what's happening? So I want to explore some strategies today to help you overcome jealousy and also embrace your unique journey with a lot of gratitude. When comparison and envy arises, we need to face the complex emotion with compassion and grace, but see also if we can get to the root of the problem as soon as possible so your friendship isn't impacted to a point where it's irreversible. Firstly, take time to explore the root causes of your jealousy. Are there underlying insecurities or unmet desires fueling these feelings? Understand that the source of your jealousy is the first step towards overcoming it. Look to gratitude. That's always really helpful. Shift your focus from what you lack to what you do have. Take inventory of your own blessings and your talents and your achievements, because gratitude opens your heart to abundance and helps you appreciate the unique path that you're on. Practice self-compassion. Be really gentle with yourself as you navigate these challenging emotions. Jealousy is a natural human experience and it doesn't make you a bad friend. So offer yourself kindness and understanding as you work through these feelings. Shift your perspective. Instead of viewing your friend's success as a threat, see it as an inspiration. They would think of your successes as wonderful for you. Recognize that their achievements do not diminish your worth or potential. Celebrate their victories as a reflection of the limitless possibilities available to all of us. Embrace authenticity too, so focus on living your truth and pursuing your dreams, independent of external comparisons, because your journey is unique to you and it's essential to honor your values, your passions, and aspirations authentically. Then you can communicate openly with your friend. Share your feelings in a respectful and non-confrontational manner. You know, honest communication strengthens your bond and also allows for this really nice mutual understanding and support. It's great to commit to your own growth and development, invest in yourself through personal and professional pursuits that bring you fulfillment and joy. Redirect your energy towards cultivating a life that aligns with your values and your aspirations. It's also nice to collaborate with your friend if you want. You could potentially explore opportunities to support each other's goals and dreams. By lifting each other up and celebrating each other's successes, you really create a supportive and empowering dynamic in your friendship. So strive to set some healthy boundaries. Honor your own needs and priorities while also respecting those of your friend. Boundaries create clarity and promote beautiful respect within your relationship. When I spoke to the philosopher Alain de Botton on a Life of Greatness podcast, he spoke about navigating feelings of envy.
Many of your own troubles and biased ways of looking at reality start to have too much power over you. So you start to really become maybe paranoid or too fearful or too envious or bitter or angry or whatever it may be. And the presence of another person, it could be a friend, you know, a loving friend, helps to hold a mirror up to reality and go, is that really the case that you think, da da da? And can vitally sort of re-regulate us. The presence of another person can regulate us. Another person can also be a huge tool of self-awareness. There's so much that all of us need to learn that we cannot learn on our own because we're so busy protecting ourselves from a sense that we're not as wonderful as we would like to be. And it's only someone who loves us quite a lot who's able to give us the courage to go into those places in our minds where we might have to acknowledge something really tricky if an enemy does it harshly, we'll be too wounded, too fragile to take it on. But a loving person who does this, we may accompany them.
As you navigate feelings of jealousy towards your best friend's life plan, Margaret, remember that self-awareness, gratitude, self-compassion, perspective, authenticity, all these different things are the keys to overcoming jealousy and embracing your unique journey with grace and gratitude. To everyone listening, you can navigate complex emotions with compassion and resilience, which foster deeper connections and a greater sense of fulfillment in your life. If you have any questions you'd love answered by me in one of these Sarah's Greatness episodes, like the one you've heard today, please send me a voicemail message or write me a message to my Instagram DMs at Sarah Grimberg. I look forward to hearing from you then.
Listener.